The Super Saturday by-elections held in New South Wales over the weekend saw swings against the Liberal Party in two traditional coalition seats. Whilst much of this result can be attributed to state issues, Scott Morrison's increasing decline in popularity suggests that problems at the federal level may have played a role in the Liberals' electoral woes. Nelson Scott asked Dr. Stuart Jackson, a senior lecturer of government and international relations at the University of Sydney, what were his key takeaways from the Saturday by-election results.
I think we, got what we came to be expecting, that Bega as a seat fell to the Labor Party, that Strathfield remained about where it was, and North Shore is going to be a real battleground for the Liberal Party going forward.
Interesting you mention Willoughby, because that's normally a safe blue ribbon Liberal seat, and it saw an 18% swing against them to an independent candidate. Trent Zimmerman, who's the federal member for North Sydney, which is of course part of Willoughby, the state electorate, he faces a challenge from an independent who's pro-environment and pro-government integrity, issues which are close to the heart of people in that area. Should he be worried?
I think it's enough for him to have a certain amount of worry. The swing may well come back down from 18% to somewhere more like 13 or 14% after we have all the postals and pre-polls in. And that said, I don't expect it to shift, down to less than 10%. So it is a significant swing against the Liberal Party. So people moving away from the Liberal Party, I think that has to cause some concern. It places those seats into, not imminent peril, it means that they're not doing something right.
And how much do you think that has to do with federal issues?
That's a good point. Willoughby potentially does have to do with federal issues around climate change, around the environment, around federal ICAC, around potentially the Religious Discrimination Bill. So a confluence of factors where people have, lost some faith, into the Liberal Party being able to deliver the kind of lifestyle and world that people on those North Sydney-type seats are actually looking for.
How do you think that's going to affect Scott Morrison's messaging?
I think he'll take it as they're not the key seats that he's targeting. I think he will think Strathfield is what we need to be thinking about. They maintained a vote. They were able to be a reasonable challenger. They did have a very special candidate in Strathfield, in Bridget Saker, someone who already has something of a profile. So that could be interesting if they were trying to replicate that. He would probably take from it that his messaging for marginal seats is probably going, okay, for safe seats, well, you can lose 10% and still hang on to most of them. But you've got to be careful you don't start to lose some of those.
Now, Western Sydney, you've mentioned before, is going to be a key battleground in this election and any election, frankly. Labor won in Strathfield, which falls under the federal seat of Reid, a key swing seat. Morrison's obviously very interested in Western Sydney. I think that 60 Minutes appearance the other night was a very strong push to suburban voters. How do you think Western Sydney will play out at the federal election?
Western Sydney, I think, will probably tend to stay where they are, although issues around COVID restrictions, particularly when there was the helicopters flying overhead and we heard loud hailers telling people not to be doing certain things like playing basketball, I think that, and putting troops on the streets, I think that had quite a negative impact on the Liberal Party. I don't think it did play out well. Yes, that may be the state government, but it was also the federal government. At some point, you can't continually blame the state government for all your problems around COVID. And at various times, the federal government's been very happy, and indeed Morrison himself has been very happy to claim credit for, look how well we've done on the COVID response. Well, if you're going to claim that, then some people are going to pin the failures on you as well.
Anthony Albanese has probably had the easiest sleep he's had in a long time over the weekend. How do you think it's going to affect his campaigning?
Well, I think it makes it clear that, the seats along the coast, particularly the south coast, are very clearly in grasp. That is, if there was a concern about Gilmore, if there was concern about Eden Monaro, there'd be a little less concern. But he's got to focus on the key issues that wound people up living down there. So health, etc. So he knows what those issues are now. Willoughby, yes, okay, he can leave it to independents. You know, you might have a Labor candidate there. You, of course, want to make sure that people put Labor down for the Senate as well, because it's still a Senate battle to go. But he can rest assured that the independents will keep the Liberal Party on their toes. They'll be resting, but knowing that they now have to put forward, and this links to the latest news poll results, they have to start putting forward something that says Anthony Albanese taking on Morrison's agenda.
Dr. Stuart Jackson, Senior Lecturer of Government and International Relations, speaking there with Nelson Scott.